It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and I want to keep this conversation going. We've been talking about telling stories, building your frameworks. Now, the next step of that, I want to talk about serving your audience. And before I really get into serving your audience, that kind of brings me back to the good old days, I guess, back when I was with the beer store. Now, obviously, the beer store was a retail outlet for the major brewers here in Canada. And then more importantly, the stores were in Ontario. But that was just a retail outlet. It was a retail job, so to speak. So obviously, I had to serve customers. They would come in, ask for whatever brand they wanted. We'd go to the cooler, get it back, get it for them, throw it down the rollers, and there we go. But I always wanted to take things to the next level. I always wanted to make that customer's experience that much better. Obviously, the beer store at the time was the only place in town to get beer. There was, other than small quantities at our liquor stores, the LCBOs, it was sort of a monopoly in Ontario back then, so you couldn't really get beer anywhere else. So it's not like the beer store went over and above to keep customers coming back and try to get new customers, because their mentality was, you have to come to us anyway, so why try harder? But that didn't stop me. And each customer, unless it was super busy, I tried to have conversations with. I tried to get to know my customers, and especially the regulars. And in doing that, I became the quote-unquote beer guy. And one story really kind of stands out with that. And this was a trend that followed me at every store I went to. Now, I like to quote-unquote do my homework. I like to sample any and all new beer that came in. I wanted to know what the beer was about, what it tasted like, what we could pair it with. I wanted to know everything there was about that beer, even to the point where I got my Prudhomme level one. And that's kind of like a beer course. But that's besides the point. But I still enjoyed quote unquote doing my homework. Now, as I got dubbed the beer guy, my staff, whether I was a part-time employee up to permanent part-time, full-time, and even as a manager, no matter where I was in the building, if I wasn't serving customers at the time, they would bring me up if there was a beer question. That was always me. Now, we had this one regular, it was an older gentleman, when I worked at a store in the town of Tecumseh. He would come in every Friday night and buy either a six pack, or when tall cans started to become a thing, he would buy a few tall cans of whatever we got that was new, because he, like I, wanted to try new beers. And it got to the point, as soon as he walked in the door, either he asked for me or somebody would see him coming in and make sure I was out front. So I would go into the lobby and have a conversation with him. And we would chit chat about the new beers that came in, about things that were coming out, and I would help him along his process. He would buy something new, and on his way he went. Now, that's kind of where I really, really got into serving my audience, serving my customers, and providing as much value as I possibly could. And then I went that next step further, and I used that when I started organizing the bottle drive efforts. I started out as just a bottle drive at the store, but I wanted to over-deliver. I wanted to help my audience, so I wanted to help the Leukemia Society, and we did different events. We'd made things a lot more fun. I organized a bikes and beer event with a local company, brought the idea. They helped plan it, and that took off. We did concerts and bowling events, and you name it, we did it. So I wanted to over-deliver. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. So you could do that in your business now. So what Russell talks about, Russell Brunson talks about in his Expert Secrets book is the different stages, right? So we've talked about the growth stage, the dreamer, the reporter, and now we're kind of getting into that contribution stage. So in that contribution stage, that's when you kind of become the servant, right? You're serving your audience and you're providing value. Now, remember, use the 80-20 rule. I mean, it could be 90-10, whatever, but use that 80-20 rule to provide more value than you are promoting your stuff, right? And that's what one of the great things. So when you become a servant, you're actually providing value to your audience. And that can be done in a number of ways. It could be done in a podcast like this, a YouTube channel. You could go out, and one of the biggest things is actually getting out into Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups and providing value to your audience, serving them at the highest level you could possibly serve them. Now, what that's going to do is the more value you provide, the more you serve your audience, the more they're going to see you as that expert, and they're going to want to come back to you and work with you in whatever fashion that is, whether it be maybe wanting a product, a service that you offer, whatever the case may be. So you've already started the dreaming stage, you've already become the reporter, and now it's time to take everything that you've learned, turn that into value, and start delivering that to your audience. And that's kind of where we'll leave things off today, because there's a few podcasts coming up that's going to tie everything all together. But with that said, you're going to hear about a strategy that I'm going to give you for free after this. And that's how you will take the value that you have to offer and deliver that to your audience. So stay tuned for that free strategy that I'm going to give you. But before that, don't forget, I'm also going to throw a link down for Russell Brunson's Expert Secrets book. And that's completely free. All you have to do is pay for shipping. And everything that I talk about and have talked about in the past come from that book. That is one of my favorite books. I've learned so much. And that's how my business has grown exponentially, is from what he teaches. And he charges $10,000 an hour to teach that stuff. So I'm giving you that book for free. You just have to pay shipping, which is in and around 10, 15 bucks ish. So, anyways, with that said, I hope you got a little bit out of this podcast. Hope you learned something, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey, everybody, hold up one quick second. Now, I just did a social media strategy for a very good friend of mine, and that is going to change their business online. I promise you. And I wanted to do that exact same gesture for you. I want to give you a free social media strategy. That's right, absolutely free. I will lay out exactly what you need to post, how to post, when to post, and how to grow your business online using social media. I'm going to give that to you absolutely free. All you have to do is go to info.rustechmedia.com/strategy, and it's all yours. That's it. If you want a free social media strategy to grow your business online, all you have to do, head to info.rustechmedia.com/strategy. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week.